For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom. Shut up. You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Guys, welcome to a very somber Punch Drunk Sports. Ari is dead. Tripoli has passed away. And it is just me because Fight Nanny also died. Welcome to the death episode of Punch Drunk Sports. It's only Teeb. And now I brought in a couple friends of mine, Johnny.
Hey.
And Gabe Killian.
Hello, hello.
But both those guys are not going to talk a lot today because this is a special death episode because Sam is dead, Ari's dead, and Fight Nanny is dead as fuck. Aaron's dead too. He didn't even say it. Guys, it's over. It's over. Or maybe it's beginning. I don't know, but I'd love to talk sports. I threw my back out, guys. I have had sciatica since I was 18. When I was 18 years old, I was playing basketball in, and as Johnny would know, you grew up in a rural area.
Yeah.
We would shovel the driveway and play basketball.
I didn't have a driveway.
And we would play basketball in the driveway, and it was, which I didn't know. And, dude, there's nothing I like more than boxing somebody out and grabbing a quick board. Hitting the boards, getting a rebound. And I'm boxing somebody out, and I go up, and I get a rebound. And when I come down, I slip on the ice, and I break my tailbone. I broke my tailbone. 18 years old, I broke my Cossacks. You know what you can do when you break your Cossacks? Nothing.
Not shit.
That's not something you can put a cast on. That's not something you can do whatsoever. So I had to take the elevator.
Like a fucking inner tube or something around your waist, yeah.
I had to take the elevator in high school. I couldn't walk up the stairs. And I had to sit on this little donut, this little
fucking... Oh, like a hemorrhoid tube thing?
Yeah. Like this little light blue fucking
exactly
donut. Right. And I had to sit on that for 3 months.
What kind of jokes were the kids making?
All of it. I believe me, and I was a shitty person. So, you know what I mean? And then you get the fucking piss taken out of you. And I earned it, and I took it. But from that point on, for the rest of my life, I've had sciatica. My sciatic nerve, like a hose, has a kink in it. And then every year from 18 to 30, my shit would go out. And I am dead for 6 days. 6 days, I can't sleep, I can't shit, I can't laugh, I can't change clothes, I can't roll over in bed, I can't do anything. For the last 5 years, nothing has happened because I've taken a lot. I mean, I have a budget for my back. You know what I mean? From therapy, physical therapy to, treatments and fucking all of it. I've had to deal with all that. It hasn't gone out. It hasn't gone out in the last 4 years. The last 2 days, it's been, my back has been like, I dare you to pick up a quarter. I dare you to laugh while you're walking. Like all these things that will just drop me. Sitting down for a long
car,
time.
That's really bad.
Dude, take a long Uber. I got out of an Uber the other day and I was like, and I was like so embarrassed. Like I didn't want the Uber driver to see me limp away like an old man. She did. I did. And so my back has been fucked. But it's better than Sam, Ari, and Nanny because they're all dead.
Yeah, dude, you could be dead.
They're dead. I'm alive, and I'm glad to be alive. All three of them are dead. Gabe Killian, what's going on with you?
Poor baby without a mother.
What's going on with you?
Just got back from Chicago.
How was Chicago?
Loved it.
Tell me, is it one of the better cities in America?
Yeah, one of the better cities I've ever been to, definitely.
Yeah, we got into a fight earlier because you said what?
Nash Vegas.
Nashville's better than Chicago.
You're wrong. And if anybody is listening to this from Nashville, fuck you. Chicago's better than Nashville. Why do you think Nashville is better than Chicago?
I just love Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's the beer's really cheap, for one.
Okay.
There's lots of great breweries, lots of good food, hot chicken, lots of hot chicken.
How's your hot chicken business going, you fucking...
Great, man. It's going pretty good.
Yeah, plug it. Go ahead and plug it.
That's great. Raging Hot Chicken in North Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
Open 8 p.m. till sellout. Follow Raging Hot Chicken on Instagram.
It is good. I will say it's good. And I did your stand-up show, and I got paid in chicken. And I had the mild. And I was sweating like Mike Tyson in a spelling bee. I literally, like, I can't even imagine the super hot.
It has the world's hottest peppers in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had the mild, and I have a palate for spice. And I had your mild chicken. And I, you know what I mean? My nose was running. I was sweating.
Yeah. I usually don't go
past the cops showed up during my set because apparently you can't even legally be where you were, so I didn't know that.
George Bush's cousin called the cops on us or something like that.
The night I did stand-up? That night?
Yeah. He lived on that block, and he
called the cops on my set because when I was on stage.
This food looks fucking great, by the way.
It's really, I'm not going to lie. Gabe's chicken is good, and it's called what?
Raging Hot Chicken.
You can find us on MySpace.
Those fries look really good, too.
Oh, it's good. It's really good. And so I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. I had the mild, and it was fucking raging hot.
I have several questions. One, what does L4 mean?
Level 4, it's a
Heat index.
The chicken comes in different heat levels. You get no heat, mild, medium, hot, level 4, and raging.
Yeah. Okay, now raging.
I had the medium. I didn't have the mild. I went to the medium.
Do a lot of people take that challenge on, the raging? Like, is that something people try?
There's a lot of heat lovers, especially like Mexicans, really? Indians.
Oh, Mexicans and what?
And are they...
Indians.
What kind of, Native
Americans?
From India or like people that have like, they have gambling from and India. Drinking problems?
Anyone with Indian blood.
Yeah. How about last night?
Crazy.
Let's talk about that game.
Crazy game.
I mean, we're talking about Toronto. We're talking about Golden State. And it literally came down to that shot.
Yeah.
If they hit that.
And he didn't even fucking come close to hitting it, by the way.
Yeah, but,
I mean, that was a worse shot.
He had relatively an open look.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who was it? Green closing late came over. But yeah, probably
he
not.
Hits that. It's not only history.
Yeah, it's the finals over.
Like, that's the kind of finals ending with like a last second shot.
A splash,
and the buzzer beater. And like, it's in Toronto.
And he wasn't.
So the entire city party. They would still be partying right now.
Yeah. Although they got some shit, actually, for there were some really extended, during crunch time, quiet times during that game. And they got a lot of shit on social from...
What do you mean?
Like, the fans just weren't there. The building was dead.
I disagree with that. I wholeheartedly disagree.
No, they're getting killed online. I mean, really. And they're also getting killed for cheering when Durant got hurt. Some fans got busted.
How couldn't you, though?
I don't know. I feel bad for
that. Name me a stadium that wouldn't cheer for that when that happened.
Oh, no.
Celtics? Boston wouldn't have been like, they would have had a chant going.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
if they were playing the Lakers.
They would have been doing that in Boston.
I don't think
Chicago?
So.
Probably.
I don't think so. We don't do that in the South. We don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
You don't cheer against black people in the South. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, but only when they're healthy.
That's fair.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't think it's accurate, but it's fair.
We don't want to see him get hurt.
I don't know.
But yeah, dude, so how about, okay, there are a couple calls there that I just, you never see get made in the fucking finals. That cylinder violation, which was bullshit.
I feel like, especially in this, the last two games, I mean,
and that moving
screen, put the whistles in your pocket.
That moving screen was just bullshit. It's, and then
every, I mean, there's so many fouls.
Gasol
that
on the last play had, what's his, who was he guarding? I can't remember. In a fucking armbar, basically, on the last play. After they just called a moving screen, a dubious moving screen on fucking Cousins. They were kind of targeting Cousins there near the end. He got some quick fouls called that were.
You know what's new? What's new to the? Nah, I mean, I believe it's this year that I've really noticed it. And Harden and Curry and a lot of those people do this thing that is new to me, which is I'm going to shoot a three or drive into the paint and shoot, but I'm going to lean backwards when I do it. I'm going to go backwards into you and get a foul.
If the, oh, to the guy
if
behind
it goes
him,
in,
yeah.
If it goes in, it goes in. If it doesn't, I'm still shooting three or two.
Yeah, it's kind of an extension of that Kobe leg kick that he used to get all those fouls on.
Harden has reinvented that game.
Yeah,
Curry is leaning into it. Curry is leaning into it.
Yeah, he's getting older. He's, you know, he's kind of relying more on the craftiness than he used to because he's getting older. His athleticism is going.
But it's like, I hate that. Like, you're not even really shooting. You're just leaning backwards to draw a foul.
But think about it. Near the end, the Warriors have two guys, basically, that can make a shot, that can beat you.
Who?
Curry and Klay.
Klay, but what about Durant? What about Durant?
How do you let him? He's hurt by then. I'm talking about at the end of the game when they let those guys single-handedly took over the game at the end. How do you not commit everybody? They don't have anybody else on that team. Looney's out. He's done. They don't have anybody else on that team I'm afraid of. And yet both those guys got really good looks to take
is
the game.
Is it me
over
or does Golden State get so many second opportunities? They are so good at rebounding. Yeah. And popping it backwards, but it's also fucking Boogie.
He's good
at just popping it backwards and somebody gets it.
He almost didn't play, and then he finally got in and looked really good, and had like 9 points really quickly. But I think they kept showing him on the bench, and he was just looking like pissed off that he
wasn't playing. Golden State is so good at second opportunities, and I.
If they don't win, do you think he made a mistake going there, Cousins? Because he's kind of been lost. He hasn't played a lot.
I think he's lost in that offense.
Yeah, I mean,
like he's always been hurt since he got there. He's always been hurt, so he never really has been able to define his role.
He should go somewhere
else in that offense. Maybe
like a lesser market where he can dominate for a year and get his money right. You know,
I mean, I get you want a ring. I get you want to play on a championship team, but he. I think he's lost in that offense. And sure, you get offensive boards and you get 11. He's 11 and 7. I mean, you're an all-star and you're an 11 and 7 guy.
Yeah, that's not enough. I mean, that's not what you expect out of DeMarcus Cousins, certainly.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I don't think he's going to get a ring this year because I think he's done.
Son of a bitch, by the way. I'm so sick of this guy.
Who?
Drake, man.
He's getting a lot of coverage.
Look at the ESPN thing.
I'm sick of Drake.
This is the ESPN NBA homepage. Drake.
Yeah.
Get over yourself, bro.
I mean, you got to go, like, you go to ESPN homepage and you go, Drake, no arm,
bone
softball pitching female who has no arms, but she's still a fast pitch softball girl who's kicking a ball. It's like, who gives a fuck? ESPN can suck my dick.
Ooh.
Period.
You know,
and now they got ESPN Plus. Like, I went to Earl Skakel's party this weekend for Gay Pride. He lives right by Santa Monica Boulevard. Name drop. But I'm hanging out with him and I'm like, hey, you watch a UFC last night? He goes, baby, I tried to watch it, brother, but I couldn't even get on. And he's like, I subscribe to ESPN Plus.
Oh.
It kept freezing on me. I don't fucking, you know what I mean? I'm like, remember back in the day where you could just buy the UFC and watch it?
They got to figure out
Remember
something.
Those days? Remember the good old days good old of 4 months ago?
They gotta,
where
they gotta
you could
put
buy a fucking UFC? You could pay $70 and just watch it? You can't do that now. Now you got to give $10 to ESPN.
Dude, it's the same way with boxing.
And then another $50, $60. And then the stream doesn't even work.
I got to pay DAZN $20 a month if I want to watch Golovkin fight. Which
I'm out.
He knocked that guy the fuck out. Did you see Golovkin knock that guy out?
No, I heard about it. You told me about it. And then
he
I
just crushed him. Let's see if we can pull this off.
I mean, I want to see him and Alvarez fight again. And I want to see Diaz and McGregor trilogy. You know, I hope Nate wins on the 17th in Anaheim. And I hope...
Watch this. Watch how this guy goes down. He goes down face first. That's when you know a dude is knocked the fuck out, when their face hits before any other part of their body. I mean, he just face plants, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's a wrap.
That's it.
When you first lift your face off of a mat, and a guy is saying 7,
yeah, yeah,
8,
yeah.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's
over.
Not like 2, 3. When he's at 8, and that's the first time you look up, you're going back to your hotel.
Yeah, it's over, baby.
I mean, yeah, that's a wrap. Underrated. It's hard to call Triple G underrated, but kinda.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
I mean, really, people say he's old.
Yeah, he came to prime time late.
Still knocking motherfuckers out.
Yeah. I don't think he's got enough left to give Canelo a good fight this last time, but I hope he does. I really hope, because he got screwed.
But like Canelo does he look dominant to you?
No, but he's a bad matchup for Triple G, too. Cause he can,
why?
Because he's got a great chin, and Triple G's used to really putting people down. Mm. And when he sees a guy who's just coming at him. Because Canelo, have we ever seen him hurt, really?
He's juiced out of his mind, man.
I don't think we've ever seen him hurt, though, even against Mayweather when he got hit a lot.
Agree with Gabe.
Mexican plus the juicy juice, hard to hurt
him. Well, he's also one of
those... No, he's eating Mexican meat.
He's one of those no-neck guys, you know? And those no-neck guys are really hard, because I guess a big part of knockout is this whiplash effect. And if you don't have a neck, there's no whip. You know, you're just like this. It's like, what was that?
Red Band is in Wisconsin, by the way.
Oh, what was that Marvel character? Juggernaut, you know? The one?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Sports Band.
So is he not coming?
No, he might make it.
Oh, okay.
But he's in Wisconsin, so he's going to try to race over.
Oh.
He's got a Tesla.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
He does have a Tesla. I saw it last night.
I heard about that.
Dude, he murdered that thing out, and it looks fresh as fuck.
What'd he do to it?
Murdered it out.
Matt Black
took all the chrome off, everything. That car is murdered out, and it's the freshest car I've ever seen.
It really is beautiful.
Really is dope as fuck. Good for you, Ribbon. So if anybody's in Wisconsin, go see Kill Tony, because they are there tonight. But he might be here any minute. Who fucking knows? Gabe, let's talk.
He'd get here faster than the fight, Nanny.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Because apparently, like, as we know, last week, Fight Baby got attacked by a cat.
I thought you were going to say Ari.
But apparently, because I was talking to her today, and the Fight Baby again got attacked by a squirrel.
I hate squirrels.
Why?
I hate rats. And my hate for squirrels is an extension from that. Because squirrels are tree rats.
You hate rats.
Yeah.
Everybody hates rats.
But
squirrels are tree rats?
Yeah, I discovered that last summer. Squirrels
You're wrong.
Are tree rats.
Squirrels are very kind and
sweet.
I think
they're rodents.
No, they're not.
They are rodents.
They're nice.
Right?
No, they're not. You give them something, and it'll come back, ask for another one. If you don't have anything, it'll attack you.
They'll do what? Fight you? take your wallet?
Shit like that.
Take your wallet?
Try to scare you into giving them something.
I mean, some of my best friends are squirrels.
They're vicious creatures.
A squirrel is a rodent, yeah. Same family. I was walking down the sidewalk in front of Ralph's last night, and first I saw an exploded milkshake, and then the biggest dead fucking rat I've ever... It looked like the rat ate the... He was covered in the milkshake, and it looked like the rat exploded for me to
get
my milkshake.
That's a rat, not
but
a squirrel.
It was like this, dude.
Yeah, wow. No, that's not a squirrel. That's not a squirrel.
Blood everywhere. It was
that's not stuff. A squirrel.
What was wrong with that milkshake?
I don't know, dude, but it was really weird, because I saw the milkshake first, and I was like, shit, somebody dropped their milkshake. And then there was just big fucking rat covered in milkshake and blood, and it looked like he overdosed on...
There had to have been a lot of milkshakes.
Maybe the rat drowned in the milkshake.
Could be. Yeah.
And the guy realized as he was drinking it, oh shit,
there's a rat in my milkshake.
And he just threw it on the ground.
Oh.
There's a bat in my house. Somebody get my stick. What's that from?
I have no idea.
Aaron?
I have no idea.
Hollywood Shuffle.
Oh, I've seen it.
Hollywood Shuffle. Batty, batty, batty.
You ever had a bat in the house? I've had that.
Oh, yeah. I've had a bat in the house.
It's a pain in the ass, right?
You and you know how I got it? Boogie board. Smacked it.
Oh, you smacked it.
And what, got it dizzy and then fucking bounced it.
Oof. They're like flying rats to me. I mean, that's the same kind of deal.
Bats are the rats of the air.
Yeah, they're gross.
Bats are the rats of the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like how like
rats with wings.
Lobsters are the raccoon of the sea.
I would say they're more like the roach of the sea.
No, shrimp are the roach of the sea. Shrimps are the roach of the sea. Lobsters are the raccoon of the sea.
It is weird that apparently lobsters are really closely related
Hawks
to roaches.
Are the fox of the air.
But we're okay eating lobsters, even though they're technically bugs. I mean, they're like bugs.
I'll eat a cockroach they have meat. Right now.
Cockroaches don't have meat.
But is that true? Because
eat them,
I've been eating them for years.
They eat them for protein in a lot of places. But
where?
They do, yeah.
Some countries don't.
It is a thing.
What's the shittiest thing you've ever eaten, Gabe? Where you were like in another country or in maybe just Armenia or little Armenia.
Shittiest? I don't
and
know.
You're like, I'll eat a...
You mean taste-wise it was nasty?
No, like I can't believe I just ate a donkey dick or whatever the fuck it is.
I guess I was just in Chicago. I had escargot for the first time.
And that's been punch drunk, everybody. We're not going to talk disparaging about my city. In Chicago, you ate what?
Escargot, snail.
How was it?
That's nothing.
I think it's the but I guess that's the weirdest thing I probably had.
You hate it?
No, it wasn't bad.
Thank you, Chicago.
What's the weirdest thing you've had?
I mean, I blew a 6-year-old the other day.
Oh God, Jesus!
And
no,
I didn't hate it. I could have used a little ranch, but. He wasn't against it, and nor was I. What about you? You were there. You filmed it. And if you go to our Patreon, you will see me blow a 6-year-old, everybody.
Oh, no.
I've tried a lot of different things. I've had alligator. I've had shark. I've had a lot of different things.
Me too, yeah.
But when I was in high school, I ate pretty much like almost like fried, like it's almost like fried chicken, squirrel.
I've heard.
I actually had squirrel.
I grew up with people who eat squirrel.
Yeah, and like this dude I worked with when I was working at a grocery store in my high school job, and he was like, "Man, just try it." And I'm like,
"My brother-in-law,
I'll try it." You know, took a couple bites of it. It's like fried chicken,
kind of gamey, right? Yeah,
gamey as fuck, tough as hell, and it was still alive, so it was like a real struggle, but delicious.
I heard beaver
delicious nonetheless.
Beaver is the tastiest meat.
Beaver?
That's beaver? Right. Really?
Yeah. I mean. That's what I've been saying since college.
Aaron coming in hot. A torso beaver.
What were you doing in high school?
Torso beaver? Because I'm down.
The animal. Yeah, like barbecued and shit.
You heard that's good?
Yeah.
And you haven't had it?
No.
You just heard that?
Yeah.
I think that dolphin would be delicious and so would puppy. I think puppy would be...
There's a beaver. There's a barbecue
delish.
Beaver.
Delish.
I have a cousin who's actually eating dog without knowing it.
What does that mean?
They told him it was chicken in the army.
He was in the army, and they told him it was chicken, and then it turned out to be
dog.
A puppy.
Yeah.
You know when like old people get senile? Like people like, and then they start saying dumb, like, not like, get out of my yard.
Like Sam.
Beyond that. No, beyond Sam lunacy and like beyond that. My grandmother remarried in her 70s.
Good for her.
And she was married to this guy that was like crazy. He was kind of an asshole, but he was crazy. But I was happy that she wasn't alone. And he figured out email. He had figured out email somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then would just send random like email links of shit all the time. And then he sent this link to me and all of my cousins that said, and it wasn't like a link to a thing. It was just his own diatribe of like, this is what I think. Don't go to McDonald's. They are swindling you because they are now using kangaroo meat instead of hamburger meat.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because it's so much cheaper for McDonald's to import kangaroos from the other side of the planet, which is probably leaner and better for you, actually, than all of these cows that they own all of the, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, yeah, this guy's got to die. And when he died, I was very happy. I was very happy when he died because he was a real prick.
Did you,
fuck you, bud.
Did you read the email at the funeral?
No, I actually didn't go to his funeral. Actually, I did. I sang the national anthem at his funeral, but that's basically all that happened. Gabe, let's talk a little something, and we'll get into a sponsorship about this, because, guys, if you want to bet on anything, go to our good friends at BetDSI. BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCH25. That gets you 25 free bucks to gamble with. And this is Gabe the Banker. And I know you won't be honest with me how much you're up or down.
Because I'm basically pretty much even.
You're going to say something like that. But I will say this. If you use, it's $25 to gamble with. Who gives a shit what you do with it? It's free money. Roll it up. They will double anything that you put in up to $500, and that's using the bonus. So if you use a bonus, don't hit me up and bitch at me and be like, hey, I can't get my money out. No, of course you can't. You put in $400 and they put in $400. And now you're $800 in. They're not going to just give you your money back. You can't. It's not an investment.
You can get
it's
your,
an investment in how smart you are with sports.
You can get your $400 back. You just can't get the bonus $400 back.
100%. You can take your $400 out, but you can't take their $400 out.
Until it's rolled over.
They want you to play with your money, and they will give you more money to play with.
And it's not that hard. I turned $20 bonus and they're like $250 in a couple of weeks. Pulled
and
right
then
out.
Don't do shit. You just go bet DSI, use the code PUNCH25, and then throw $25 on the Cubs game.
And
if you win, and then take it out. Then take it out.
If you really want to win, subscribe to my plays, the Money Right Fight Club, by hitting me up at Gabe Killian MMA.
And then let's get into this right now, because go to our good friends at Bet DSI, use the code PUNCH25. That's 25 free bucks to gamble with. And they'll double whatever you put in up to 500. But literally everybody that we know on this show, three of them have passed away. Mm. And now it's just Johnny, me, and Aaron's going through his father just passed away, and I'm sorry about that. But his wife left him when your dad died? What a cunt! So it's just us now. And you, sir, are the person that we have talked about the most, Gabe the Banker. Nobody gambles the way you gamble. How did you come up on, what was it, 238?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday. Where was your money at? And talk to me about what you did. Did you, first of all, at the end of the day, up or down?
Up.
Just stop. Don't give me all your fucking, because every time you talk to a gambler...
Yeah, I mean, I was up and then I was down.
I sent you my screenshots.
Yeah, but I don't look at my text. Up or down?
Up.
Up. Up what?
$7,500.
$7,500
nice.
You won this weekend.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I love you.
I had one parlay, 150 to win 6,000.
Holy shit.
And you hit it.
Yeah, six.
You hit it. Yeah. What was the parlay? What was the parlay? It was just this event? Just
I love it.
I'll read it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So then let's look into, and especially.
Let me tell you the parlay. It was Henry Cejudo minus 110. Aljamain Sterling.
That's free money.
Minus 140. Alexa Grasso plus 150. Calvin Kattar minus 145. Jan Schonan minus 190. And Caitlin Chukagian plus 130.
Yeah.
So you, oh, that's.
So.
That's crazy.
Johnny, if you can pull up August 17th at the in Anaheim, I imagine you're going to that, Gabe.
I don't know if they're on sale yet.
Definitely. Though.
They're not on sale yet.
What do you want me to pull up?
Just the card?
Just the card. Just whatever's on the card. Yeah, that's Nate Diaz, our good friend Nate Diaz, and it's a heavyweight championship.
Just type in UFC list and it'll come up.
That was the last page I was on. I'm just going back.
So, Gabe, I imagine you're going to that. And the card, the whole card's not announced yet. But if you were, if we can just go through each fight that has been announced.
Go to the Wikipedia page. This page
is
if
you,
what's that?
Go to my MySpace page.
Go to the Wikipedia page. This one doesn't have all the fights.
If you go to my MySpace page, it's all there.
But I swear to you, fans of Punch Drunk, if you follow our show and listen to Gabe Killian, because this guy wins more than most people I've ever met when it comes to the UFC.
And people who subscribe to
and use BetDSI and the code PUNCH25. That's just use the $25. Do that on a 5-person parlay. Or throw more money in it and use that on a parlay. Gabe Killian just won $7,500 on a, how much of a bet?
It was $6,000 on a $150 bet.
$150 he put in, won almost $8,000. So let's talk about happening in August.
And so did everyone who subscribes to my place. Everyone made a killing.
Yeah, and once again, what's your shit?
The Money Right Fight Club, hit me up at Gabe Killian MMA to subscribe. And you can check my feed for
That's
all my
Twitter?
Screenshots and shit. Yeah. Twitter, Gabe Killian MMA.
What's the most you've ever lost? When you were like, God damn, I fucked up and I fucking... You're a gambler, you can't always be up.
I've lost big before, yeah.
What's the biggest... Be honest.
Like around 10 grand.
You lost 10 grand?
Okay. Yeah.
On what? Me finding love one day?
It was a few things, but the biggest one was Manny Pacquiao getting robbed against Bradley.
Oh, dude, I lost money on that, too. That was... fuck that fight, man. That was such bullshit.
I was down a couple grand before that, and then...
That was that outdoor one?
Bradley got worked. Yeah.
I was down, like, a couple grand before that on the UFC fights, and then I'm like, Pacquiao's a lock. I'm just going to bet big just to win my money back. And I got robbed, so I ended up being down big.
Yeah. That was one of the worst. That was such a... Pacquiao's gotten robbed a few times. Yeah. He got robbed against Horn guy.
Have you ever been in a scenario where, like, these guys are coming after me?
It took me a long time to pay it off, but...
Was that Neff?
It was a combination. I had two bookies, Neff and someone else.
I know his bookie. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's a good one to have because he's not going to break your knees as long as you're cool with him, because I do know. So that's the biggest you were down ever.
Yeah. Around, I don't know exactly what it was.
How long did it take you to get even? How long did it take you to...
like a year or so? I don't know.
Fuck. That's scary, right? Where you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a fucking bullshit. The judges in that were... like Golovkin, that draw that he... Oh.
Yeah, I had money on that too.
I lost money on that too. Yeah,
now, if you're,
those are the last two boxing matches I bet on.
let me ask you this, Gabe, as a gambler, like if you're betting on a UFC or a boxing match, you know, any of those sort of feudalistic sports, if it's a draw, is that a push, or do you lose?
It's a push.
So you get your money back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends how you bet it, though. I mean, if you just bet.
But if you bet so-and-so to win and it's a draw.
It's a push.
Nobody wins.
No, it's a push.
Okay. So you just get your money back and it's a wrap.
Unless you do one of those lower level bets where you're targeting something specific, like a specific round or a result, like a knockout, then it wouldn't be a push if it was a draw.
Yeah. So let's look at the August thing. August 17th. And let's look at this card. And Gabe, please, anybody using BetDSI, use the code PUNCH25. And I'm literally giving you expertise of what to do with that $25. Take this parlay that Gabe's about to say, and I'm going to do an impression of him doing this parlay. But this is how you make money in at BetDSI. So we're going right out of the gate.
But this is
Cormier Miocic.
But this is a couple months in advance, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine. People, trust me, nobody's listening to this live, and 8 people are going to listen to this later.
I got Cormier.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't think Stipe has a chance?
He has a chance, but my money was on Cormier in the first fight, and it'll be on him in the second
fight.
Why? Because he's better everywhere.
Not in striking.
He proved he is.
Okay. I'm going to actually go against you on that and I'm willing to do a bag of bets right now if you want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
What's in
right
the bag?
Right now,
what's
Cormier,
in the bag, bitch?
Cormier Miosic, and I will do a bag of bets with Gabe Killian right now if you want to do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
But what's it?
Wow.
But what are some of the things in the bag, though?
It's nothing crazy.
Because
it's pretty safe.
Because there are things I won't do. Like the Josh Martin thing, I would not do that.
I'll do that in a heartbeat. I'll do that without even a bag.
I ain't taking no jizz or no.
We'll let Gabe grab it. And it, you know what? I'll even say this. Stop.
Yeah.
You only get one mulligan. So if you pull that out and you go, I won't do that, I will grant that. But the next shit you have to do.
What if it's all shit I don't want to do?
Doesn't matter, bro.
No phone, 3 days.
Okay. You can do that.
I'm cool with that.
All right?
Yeah.
No phone for 3 days. But that's no text?
Or other
no
device.
Nothing.
Or other device.
Computer?
Nope.
Yeah. No, world connection.
You can watch TV, but no laptop, no iPad, no phone, no text, no tweets, no nothing.
No that's internet.
For 3 days. For 3 days. From the time that fight ends.
Instead of a mulligan, can I pull out another one and then choose? Between the two?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. But I get a say-so in it. Johnny and I also get to vote of which one we want to do.
Nah.
Aaron gets a call.
He's got
outside source.
I'm going to stick with it.
No, it's okay.
Because that's an easy one.
We'll
really.
Let him pick.
That's the easiest one.
That's the easiest one, though. So you're not going to like
I
this
literally thing. Can go this 3 days without worse, looking at my phone. I already do that.
This is going to be worse.
I'm not shocking my balls, bro.
Oh no, that's not.
Oh, that's actually taken out. So you got that's you got actually lucky again.
No.
Sam killed it.
You're lucky that
Sam killed that one 2 weeks ago. So.
When I got electrocuted,
this one will be worse too.
So you know what this is?
No, I don't. But they're all worse than that. Yeah.
The winner makes a 3-page script, gay porno.
Oh, you got to do a gay. You got to do what Ren Azizi did.
You kiss a guy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
All okay, right, so Gabe immediately. Ren Azizi was like,
I got to make out with a guy. Okay, then I don't use my phone for 3 days. I basically don't use my phone for 3 days.
So, 3 days. I got fucking Stipe.
You missed a bag of bets, Aaron.
I got DC.
And you got DC.
We pulled the no phone for 3 days. No phone right, or other device
bang.
For 3 days.
No internet, no nothing. You can watch TV and you can't call an Uber.
Now, I'm already thinking of how
you can't call an Uber.
You know how Sam gets out of this? He has somebody else that he's dictating to so they can post on Instagram and stuff like that.
Whatever, but
you're allowed to do that, right?
Sam ain't here. It's me and you.
No, but I'm saying if he needs to post stuff, you could get somebody. You could be able to.
You
want
to go to the store? You can't call an Uber. You walk to Sunset and take the 2 bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hail a taxi.
All right. Cool.
When's the last time you saw a taxi? By the way, I haven't seen a fucking taxi cab in a while.
I mean, I drove one this morning. okay. Yeah. Take a picture of that. Tweet that. So we got that on the heavyweight fight, and. I think we're all going to go. I think Nanny and you and Sammy,
Gabe,
I think we're all going to try to go
yet?
To
they
it.
They weren't on sale last week.
No,
well, we're trying to
they're
go.
They're not on sale yet.
They're not.
They're not on sale yet. When they go on sale, how would you even consider getting tickets?
If that was me. Yeah, well, I have a good idea about that. It would be SeatGeek.com.
I'll go to SeatGeek. Our good friends at SeatGeek.com. And you can get tickets to fucking anything there. And how do you do it? Go to SeatGeek, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $10 off any ticket you get.
Damn.
You can get a Dodger ticket for $8.
Or you can go see the Warriors
and it's
for $800.
I wouldn't want to do that. But I would go. Guys, get the app. Don't. What are you going to do? Carry your laptop around like an idiot?
You're looking for a good deal? Don't be a freak. Go to SeatGeek.
That's what's up, homie.
Damn,
get the app in your phone, and because no matter where you are, and like a lot of us that we do stand up and we travel around the country, I was just in St. Louis not too long ago, and you know what I did? I opened up the SeatGeek app just to see what was going on. Stop that. Stop saying, Aaron, get Aaron, leave. Don't go cards.
Well, definitely
go.
Blues.
Stop it. And okay, all right. I can get behind the Blues. I can get behind the Blues.
America.
But when I was in St. Louis, I definitely didn't want to see the Cards play baseball. But I was wondering if there was a concert in town. And wherever I've been, I can open up the SeatGeek app and see what's going on where I'm at. no matter where you are. And all tickets are guaranteed. You're never going to get swindled. And and they will literally tell you, this is a bad ticket. This is a good ticket. You don't even have to get fucked over. That's the good thing about our good friends at SeatGeek, one of our longest sponsors, and they are wonderful. And seriously, no matter what event, basketball, hockey, football, Women's World Series of golf, I don't give a flying F, they will have tickets available for it. You can go see Bert Kreischer for $9,000 a ticket. $10 off of that, and that's an $8,990 ticket. You're welcome. I would use our good friends at SeatGeek to go see that and use them to come watch me and Gabe not use the internet for 3 days. I got Stipe.
DC.
You got DC. And if you were going to do a parlay, so let's focus back on that. If you're doing a parlay in that card, you go DC.
Yeah. Yoel Romero.
I go Romero as well.
Corey Sandhagen.
I would take Sandhagen as well.
And Ian Heinisch.
Over Brunson.
Mm. Yeah.
You've picked a white man to beat a black man. I know.
What's your thinking about that? Brunson's got the track record.
Yeah, I think he's like on his way out. The other guy's on his way up. It's like...
He's an underdog for sure.
The lines aren't out yet, but I think it'll be like...
You think he... But he will be an underdog.
I'm guessing it'll open around the coin flip, but I'm going to go with Heinisch.
What's your thought about the Diaz fight? You don't want to touch it. I noticed you didn't touch it. I noticed we went from main event, didn't touch co-main event, Anthony Pettis, Nate Diaz, and then you went right to Romero Costa.
Yeah, I like Pettis in that fight, but I wouldn't parlay him because I feel like it's risky. I wouldn't want to.
Why do you like Pettis? Why? Because Diaz hasn't fought in a while?
Yeah, he's been active, and I feel like Diaz hasn't even been training much.
But they always train. All they do is train. All they do is go on bike rides and fucking everything.
Used to. I don't think so anymore. I mean, definitely not Nick. Nate might maybe a little bit, but...
I think Nate over Nick. I think Nick is more of a wild card than Nate. I think Nate is more focused than Nick.
Yeah, lately, yeah. But like, I don't know how.
What do you mean lately? In the last 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not lately, bro. That's the last half decade. Lately is Thursday. The last 5 years but is like now. That's like what's happening.
But even he's not.
I think Nick is done. I think Nick never fights again.
Yeah,
and
unless he needs the money really bad.
Well, he does. Everybody needs money really bad. Everybody. I mean, needs
if he goes
money.
Broke.
But I don't think Nick fights again in the UFC. Nick might fight in some other shit for a cash grab, and it'll be lackluster. Nate is competitive. I don't think Nick is competitive anymore. I think Nate is still relevant when it comes to throwing fucking hands.
Yeah.
And you know.
We'll see. He
should definitely put up a fight.
You want to go bag of bets on Pettis and Nick?
You guys no.
Or Nate?
No.
You want to go another one?
I mean.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to do anything in there.
What do you mean? You're already doing one.
Yeah, but all the other stuff, I don't think I'll do them. Like the shock the ball. I mean. Kiss a guy.
Kiss a guy, bro. I'll make out with you right now with no bet on the line.
I'll pick one that I think he'll do. How about that?
I don't want to bet on that fight. Okay. I'm not confident.
Yeah, he didn't put it in his parlay.
You're not. You didn't put in your parlay. So let's do our bet DSI. Gabe the Banker parlay for the UFC August 17th.
You said it, right?
You are saying DC.
Romero. Sandhagen.
And Heinisch.
And that's all if when the lines come out that I like the lines and they're not too ridiculous.
But you use your free $25 and put all of it on that. If you're wrong, what can the fans do to you?
Oh.
They could suck my asshole.
That's a sweet deal, bro.
What do you think? What do you think the line's going to be in this Cormier match?
I think it's out already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look on bestfightodds.com.
Best fight odds.
And that's the odds of the heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
Do you think, Gabe Killian, that Stipe got a raw deal? Nobody has defended the heavyweight title more than Miocic. Nobody has had a more successful hold of that belt.
But that's not saying much.
And the minute he lost it, this is his next fight. Is a year and a half later, he gets a rematch. But everybody else got a chance at him, including a WWE fighter that still didn't even get that chance.
Yeah, man, I guess...
Why wouldn't you get... Why do you think that you are the greatest heavyweight champion in UFC history?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even argue that. You lose your belt, and they're like, go fuck yourself.
The numbers, he wasn't making them money.
So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, so those fights are pretty much coin flips, the Diaz fight and the DC fight. Good odds if you want to take either fighter, I guess. Romero's minus 200. That's good enough.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
I think Romero wins that. I think that's a lock. I mean, anything can happen. Have you ever talked to Rogan and been like, off record, bro, who do you think is going to win this fight? You know what he always says? I have no idea. Anybody can win any fight. And that's Rogan's answer to every question you ask him about any fight. Even if it's an obvious one.
I actually have a funny story.
Yeah. Please tell it. We're on a fucking podcast.
I was having dinner with him the night before the Diaz-McGregor fight.
Dinner with who?
Rogan.
Oh, Rogan, yeah.
The night before Diaz choked out McGregor. And when we were having dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. The first fight.
Yeah. And there was this moment where he
looked. Side note, that is the night that the fight baby was made.
Yeah.
That's the night. The fight daddy and the fight mommy met.
Yeah, so at some point during dinner, he like looked around like he's about to tell the secret, and then he went like, man, tomorrow Brandon Thatch is going to kill C.R. Bahadurzada. Man, that guy's a lot like that. I'm like, I was thinking, I thought CR might win that fight. I thought he was a live dog. And I went like, I don't know, man. I think CR might take that one. I think he's a live dog.
You're at
dog.
The MGM or where are you?
MGM, at the Wolfgang Puck. Yeah. Yeah, and then after I disagreed with him, he just gave me this look. Like, looked at me like I was an idiot. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
I've given you that look a lot.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to you right now.
He's giving me the tea.
Right,
he's giving me the tea. Yeah.
He's giving me the tea.
Yeah. And then, yes, but then the next day, the guy, CR, he ended up winning the fight. But I never brought it up again.
I bet. What are you going to do?
I think we might have fight Nanny on the line.
Oh, yeah, let's get her.
Let me take it.
Let's do it, because I heard she died. And I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
That's not her.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? You're on the air with Punch Drunk.
Oh, fuck. I love this show.
Thank you. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I want to know what you guys think of that Mexican heavyweight boxer. Is that one guy still there with the stutter?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I
fuck him. He's cute.
I'm here.
Andy Ruiz, we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Ruiz?
Yeah. I don't think he beats Joshua again.
I don't think they're going to fight again, actually.
Oh, no, he's got a rematch clause.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a rematch clause?
Yeah, yeah. He has to fight him, yeah.
I agree with you then. I don't think he wins that fight again. Do you?
Shit, I think anything's possible with Joshua. I don't trust his chin at all.
I don't trust Joshua's chin, but I do think that Joshua wins that fight in a rematch.
If he fights the way he should with his jab, like a tall fucking guy that he is, instead of trying to get down there and brawl, yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's like Klitschko. Right. He reminds me a lot of Klitschko. Early Klitschko used to get knocked out. He used to get dropped. He'd run out of energy.
Who's the English guy with the braids?
Lennox Lewis.
I think Joshua needs to like hang out with Lennox Lewis and learn his body type.
Yeah.
Right.
Klitschko's the guy, though. I'm telling you, dude. Klitschko, if you look at his early fights.
Yeah, jab.
Like, look early on. He's got these losses here, some really bad losses. Layman Brewster and Corey Sanders both.
What are you saying, bro?
Knocked him out.
What are you saying, baby?
Tyson Fury's going to get his ass knocked out this weekend.
Fury fights this weekend?
That would be an upset. Yeah.
Fury fights this weekend?
Yeah, he's fighting, what's the guy's name?
If Fury loses this weekend, the tables are so set.
Tom Schwartz, yeah, German guy.
I mean, I don't
trust. Boxing's back.
Boxing is back, and heavyweight boxing is back, sir. Where are you calling from, babe?
That's right.
Where are you calling from, brother?
Iowa.
Iowa, huh?
Yeah.
How bored are you?
Just fucking working my life away.
How bored are you, bro? What do you do?
I run mail.
Are you or are you not in Slipknot?
Am I what?
Are you in Slipknot?
Are you in Slipknot?
On slow mail days, do you jog?
You mean you run mail? That means like you're a mailman, or you're just stealing people's packages.
I run mail for a business, for like a stupid.
Right on.
But anyways, I'll check this out when I get home tonight.
Do it, brother. God bless you, man. Thanks for calling in, Iowa.
Stay thugging.
That's how you do it. That's a quick, easy call. Is this the German guy he's fighting?
Yeah, this is Schwartz, yeah. Schwartz.
I mean, Fury's going to knock this guy into the next block. It's a wrap.
I don't know. Fury doesn't have crazy power.
But he has pressure. He applies pressure, and he's got a chin, obviously.
Yeah, he's definitely got a chin.
But I'm telling you this.
I hope Schwartz loses because we can see Wilder Fury.
Wilder is, to me, the number one heavyweight that is out there. Argue.
I can't argue.
Wilder? I mean, you got to pick who do you think is the best heavyweight boxer there is. And I got to say Wilder, especially after what I saw with fucking...
Joshua?
Yeah, AJ. I was very unimpressed, obviously. I'm not going to put Ruiz right up in the mix, but you got to put him in the top five. He just beat what everybody thought was the shit.
Yeah.
So you got to throw him in the mix. But I think Deontay Wilder knocks out all four of the people that you're going to name me.
Here's how Ring Magazine rates him. Mm-hmm. Fury, Wilder, Ruiz, Joshua.
Fury won? They go Fury won?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Yeah. Fury won, Wilder, Andy Ruiz now, Joshua, Dillian White, Ortiz, that Cuban guy, I like him a lot. Povetkin is still up there just because, fuck that guy. He's the most so boring. Joseph Parker, who I think is a bum.
He's a bum?
And then what's his?
Kalnatty?
Kanatsky, I think is how you say it. Kalnatsky. This guy's, have you seen this guy fight? He's great, dude. He's like a Polish-American, and
strike
he's
two.
Fat, and
strike three.
Oh, he's wonderful, this guy. How do you, Karnatsky or something like that.
Undefeated.
Yeah, he's just wonderful. Look at his body. He's another one of these like slobby body guys. Look at this dude. But he's a badass, bro. He really can fight. And he talks like he's a child. He's kind of got a little lisp. What are you doing, Tiba?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, I'm just,
I just didn't hear anything.
Checking my text and nothing, but I thought Fight Nanny was calling. I'm going to try to get this twat to call in. Can we call her?
Could do.
But we got to wait for her to call. I just want to harass her because she's got a flat tire. And by a flat tire, I mean a baby. Hello. I went to Gay Pride, guys.
I couldn't help but go to it. I like walking out my door.
Well, yeah.
Did you meet anyone?
I'm not going to lie. I saw two guys kiss each other. What the fuck? Earl Skakel had a party, and he lives right there.
What kind of party does Earl throw?
A party where nobody's at it, because I showed up at his house, and he's like, baby, we're all right down the street watching a parade. I couldn't find him. By the way, when you go, I'm right down the street watching the parade, 300,000 people are right there. And guess what? You get no cell service. You can't even make a phone call. Like, your phone is fucked. So I couldn't even text him, where are you? I can't find you. Because there's no service. So you're just walking around 300,000 people looking. It's like, you know, like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
And you
like, it's pointless. So I could just hang out around his place, but I did eventually find him. And then we went and watched the Blues and Bruins. And I think it goes without saying that everybody here is rooting for the Blues because I hate all Boston fans.
I couldn't give a shit.
I hate Celtic fans. I hate Patriot fans. I hate Bruin fans. I hate Boston fans. No offense to any of our fans that are from Boston, but you guys are shitty fans.
Scumbags.
And that's the same way I feel about Golden State fans. They're complacent. The Warriors win. Let's say the Warriors win in game seven, and they win it all. They win the next two games. You know what the Golden State fans are like? Yeah, of course, whatever. Toronto is like, there are people that are sleeping in their car to just be in the parking lot of the game when it happens. They are diehard fans, and they're rooting so hard for the Raptors, and I like that. I don't have a dog in this fight. Bulls are gone. Clippers are gone. I don't have a dog in the fight. But the dog in the fight that I have is I don't want Golden State to win again. It's like the Patriots and the fucking Bears are in – not even Bears. Patriots and Packers, Super Bowl. I don't have a dog in that fight. I just definitely don't want the Patriots to win again. So for 4 hours, I'm a Packers like guy, I guess.
I used to be like that against the Patriots. And now that it's kind of coming to an end, I'm like, you know what? Let them win. If it's not,
really?
If it's not the pan, yeah. This year was the first year I felt like that. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, really. I found myself rooting for Brady. Yeah.
Why?
Not legacy. Like, not in a real. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm watching gross. History. I feel gross. Like I'm watching Montana.
Gross.
I mean,
gross,
he's better
gross.
Than Montana.
Gross. Guys, that's been punched on. Johnny is now dead.
The only time I pulled for them was against the Giants.
I don't mean pulled for them. I also have money on them.
I didn't pull for them.
Oh,
I was like,
oh, I was rooting for the Giants hardcore.
I had money on the Giants boat game.
Belichick's a way better coach than Coughlin. And so
Belichick is a great
this,
coach. Like, Belichick, I'm not, and I will say Belichick is a great coach.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you said Belichick's better than Coughlin?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But who was arguing that? I missed it.
No, nobody was arguing against it. I was just like, that was the logic in my head. Yeah. It was like, well, I mean, Coughlin doesn't deserve a Super Bowl.
He's kind of a dick, too.
Yeah. He's like Yosemite Sam is a coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't dig that guy.
Yeah.
But do you kind of know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like you're watching history, so let it happen?
Yeah, I mean, I have to watch it? Like, it's just not fun.
I don't know. I used to really hate them, though, especially after when they – because, you know, one of their first Super Bowls, like the second one, I think, in that run was against the Panthers in 2003. And that was fucking brutal, bro.
I wouldn't have felt this way about watching the Niners win in the 80s, you know, like
– Yeah, but they weren't at this level, right? I mean –
Yeah, they weren't, but, like, they won a few times, like three.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, I still wouldn't have been like, ugh.
Even the Yankees, dude, slowly, after they – punked the Braves several times. At the end, I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't hate him as much is what I'm saying.
And more forgiving than I was. I didn't even watch the 2000 World Series.
Yeah, I can't. Sometimes I can't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. You know,
depends on how the Braves lose. If the Braves are in the playoffs and they lose, then I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they, you know, if I knew like in fucking June that they were done, then it's a little easier to watch the playoffs.
Well, generally, I'm like, if you beat me in the playoffs, win the whole damn thing.
By the way, Braves in first place.
Which most teams did.
Braves are in first place. Got Dallas Keuchel, who gave up one hit in seven innings High A Rome last night. Yeah,
that's still impressive for a guy who's been kind of sitting for a while.
I know. He's been playing fucking throwing simulated games for
That's a huge pickup, and I'm happy for you guys, and I'm very happy it's not another Central Division team because the Cubs getting Kimbrel is already hurting.
I'm down.
Of course you are.
I'm down. I'm so down.
That's a lot. 3 years, baby. You really going to want him in that third
year?
But,
dude, baseball money is fake money. So it's not like you're good.
Is it?
Yeah, of course
it is.
Those
are guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, and it means nothing to anybody. Yeah. It's literally nothing.
They lost the whole year
of
Darvish. They don't give a shit. Like
they do have a lot of money to spend.
But it's
like
nothing.
Like the Dodgers. The Dodgers paying guys.
It's like,
guys.
Who cares? Everybody on the Dodgers makes $100 million a year. the entire roster.
Well, Sam argued with me about that actually this weekend. He was saying that.
Yeah, they're actually.
No, but they Sam also thinks Hitler runs the fucking MLB.
Well, they're paying Turner like way more than they should be. And then
and Kershaw.
Those are their really big kind of dumb. And also, and Kenley Jansen.
Still, it means nothing. Yeah. It's Jansen's meaningless. Like
and they're still paying.
If you got that checkbook, it doesn't mean shit. And we know that. And we know of any sport.
It depends on what team.
Baseball is meaningless when it comes to money. It
depends on the owner.
It depends on the market. Yeah. It depends on the owner and the market. You know, the Royals can't fuck with the Yankees or the Dodgers or even the Cubs now.
Yeah.
Ever since the Cubs.
The rich teams.
The rich teams.
The Yankees.
Boston, the big Boston. Market teams that can make
San Francisco
back end money. Yeah, Giants. Yep.
The teams
even the Angels and even the A's, in a way, have a big market city where they can cover their end on revenue just because they're a big market city.
The A's, though, their owners, I mean, he ain't spending money.
Yeah, but that's how the Cubs used to be. And then they, you know, got bought out, and then what happened?
Well,
Aaron, what happened?
Yeah, they got one.
You know what I mean?
After 108 years.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Braves are owned by Liberty Media. They shouldn't allow a corporation like that to own a baseball team. I just really hate that Liberty Media owns the Braves.
Dude, I was so
well, it used to be
in love.
Turner Media.
Well, it was Ted Turner, though, before that, and that was great.
I was so in love with Deion Sanders when he played for the Falcons. Other than Jordan, Deion is my all-time favorite athlete.
Yeah, I liked him for the Braves.
I bought a hat.
Brian Jordan.
Brian Jordan, also safety. Our secondary was a great baseball team. I saw Deion play with the Reds. I saw him play with the Braves. I saw him play with the Giants. Everywhere he went, I had a Deion hat. Went to watch him.
See, I can't follow a player.
I watched
San Francisco?
Him. What's up?
He was in San Francisco?
I believe so.
He was on the Yankees for sure.
He was drafted by the Yankees.
Yeah.
He never played. He only played like spring ball with the Yankees, I believe.
Yeah.
But I believe he was with the Giants. Pretty positive.
Yeah, he was for a year in 94.
Yep. I never would have had a fucking Giants hat.
Wait, hold on. No, well, now that's the 49ers. I forgot about that.
No, I'm talking about...
it doesn't list his baseball team.
Yeah, it's not
team,
listing his baseball team on Wikipedia.
Pretty positive.
That's weird.
That is strange.
Oh, wait, there it is.
Where'd you see it?
Yeah, well, 95. The year the Braves won the World Series, they traded him to...
Yep.
The Giants.
The Giants.
That would have been a division rival.
That was like
the
tail end of his baseball career.
They were both in the NL West at that time.
And Reds
and... Back to the Reds.
Who else?
He was Reds, 94, 95, and then Giants.
And then back, and then yep. Did you guys see that documentary about him?
He was actually drafted by the Royals.
Was he? Yeah. No, he was drafted by the Yankees.
He didn't. He stayed at Florida
State. Went back to school, right?
Yeah. He was drafted Royals 85, Yankees 88.
Really?
Yeah.
What round was he drafted both times?
Sixth round, 85. 30th round, 88.
That's probably because I didn't know if he was going to play. They probably thought he was going to play football.
Oh, he got redrafted. Yeah. I mean, I believe he is the most underrated double sport guy because everyone talks about Bo Jackson. Yeah. But you look at what Deion did. Look at what Bo Jackson did in his career and look at what Deion did in his career. You can't compare them.
It's a different positions too.
It doesn't matter.
No, I mean,
it doesn't matter.
People
you
don't
can't.
Rate him entirely.
More successful in football, more successful in baseball.
Yeah.
Prime time without question. Mm-hmm. But everybody talks about Bo Jackson.
I don't know.
Really?
He's a 263 hitter, 39 home runs, which wasn't his game. 186 steals is a lot for as few
years. I mean, if you put him on first, he was on second.
He played 12 years.
You put Deion Sanders on first base, he was on second base within 4 minutes.
Bo Jackson had 32 homers in 89. Holy shit.
Who gives a shit?
That 32 homers for a guy that's playing football? That's crazy. He was 10th in MVP voting.
I mean, prime time wasn't a home run hitter.
No, I'm surprised that he had 32 homers. I don't know.
Look how many touchdowns he had.
He also struck out 170.
Bo Jackson had how many touchdowns as an offensive player? And then look at how many touchdowns Deion had as a defensive player.
Yeah, I'm sure that's up there.
I mean, come on.
Deion only played 641 games.
In baseball?
In baseball.
And how many times,
so
Bo?
That's like six,
694 less than six for seasons. Bo Jackson. What's his career average, Deion's?
263. I'm looking
at Bo's. Okay, so
263?
Bo Jackson had 250. His on-base percentage was 309. His slugging percentage, 474. And his on-base plus slugging was 784. What's his OPS, Deion?
I don't have that. They didn't have that.
Oh, okay, he's, that's a good measure.
I'm sure they did. 784.
What was that?
Ugh.
Deion Sanders OPS was 693. So yeah, or no, that was in Cincinnati last year. 711.
740 is kind of low, I would think, for Bo.
711 was his OPS for Deion.
It's usually like 800 is where you start getting into the elite
that's
players.
Well, that's the career. That's his career average.
Dude,
his best year is 866.
One time I was like, it was like, I didn't even know. This is maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I wake up at like, I don't know, 5 in the morning, something like that. And I'm like, I got to take a shit. So I'm sitting on the toilet at 5 a.m.
That must have been a rough night. I never wake up to shit. That's
But it was just whatever. It was just like a random day. So I'm sitting on the toilet at 5 a.m. And I just, for the fuck of it, you know, you're looking at your phone because you're sitting on the toilet. And Deion Sanders just tweeted, anybody ask me anything, I'm taking questions for the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I tweeted Deion thinking there's no way. And I go, other than Jerry Rice, who was the most difficult receiver you had to defend? And right away, Deion replies to me.
What did he say?
Deion Sanders replies to me.
What did he say?
And he's like, great question. Already, me and Deion are best friends. I'm thinking about, like, should we get an apartment together?
And Deion show.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I can get him on fucking All Things Comedy. I know Bertolino hates us, but, like, maybe I can, you know, spin this into a thing.
He was a Niner. Bertolino would be into that.
True. And he goes, Art Monk. He goes, Art Monk. God, who was another? There was a giant.
I didn't even know you overlapped.
There was another giant, but he listed like five receivers that were like all Hall of Fame receivers, and I'm like, fuck. And I didn't care what he said. I cared that Deion Sanders and I are literally all but best friends now. Mm-hmm. We tweet at each other back and forth. Blah 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 blah. I mean, my point is this: Teeb and Deion are pretty much like The Odd Couple. Maybe that could be our pod. The Odd Couple, me and Primetime.
Yeah, I've watched that.
Have you watched his reality show?
No.
You know of it.
What is it?
Aaron, you know of it?
Okay, he says, this is what Deion Sanders replied to you.
Oh, God, this is it!
When Prime played, man, guys, players was the truth.
Michael Irvin, yep.
Irvin, Rice, Carter, Antonio
Andre Rison, thank you. Chris Carter,
Rison, Chris
Herman
Carter,
Moore, Art Monk.
Art Monk, Clark.
Dwight Clark.
Dwight Clark.
Henry Ellard.
Henry Ellard. Who is Sanders? Who's
N Sanders?
Neon Sanders.
Who would that be?
Who's saying himself?
Okay. I don't actually know that one. But yeah, so it's easily accessible because you probably just looked that up on NBC Sports or whatever, where I was like, what did you do, Google? Teeb and Deion, best friends for life?
No, I just searched both of your handles.
Oh, okay. Then you could do that, too. But, yeah, that's me in prime time. Like, I mean, we talk on the phone all the time, kind of. But when I was working at the first 2 years of Red Zone, DirecTV was building their new studio, so we rented the Best Damn Sports Show soundstage. So for the first two seasons, we were right there with Fox, with Terry Bradshaw and all those, you know, the regular guys that work on, you know.
Yeah.
So I would like be peeing, and you know, Jimmy Johnson's peeing next to me. You know, like I would be with those people.
What kind of hog is he packing?
It tasted better than it looked. That I will say.
Most of them do.
I assume it was very puffy, like his eyes.
It was a mouthful. But But so then you would be in the hallway, and then the two, like, I would say, like, I saw a lot of people when I was there, but the two celebrity sightings that I was, like, not dumbfounded by, but I was just like, whoa. One, Alyssa Milano.
Beautiful.
And I started getting boners right when Alyssa Milano started getting boobs. You know what I mean? Who's the Boss.
Yeah, Who's the Boss.
And so, like, I've kind of, like, had a thing for her,
yeah,
all of my sexuality. And she walked right by me, and I was just kind of like, ooh, hi. Like,
what was that other show?
You never run into somebody face-to-face that you've been beating off to your whole life and expect to see them in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wanted to apologize to her for everything that I've done to myself in her name. I wanted to be like, I'm so sorry.
I booed her at a Dodger game once.
Really? I can understand that. No, because I boo everybody at Dodger
games. They showed her in the Jumbotron, and I started cheering. And then she stood up and showed her pregnant belly, and then I started booing. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I approve.
I approve of that. And you know,
I was not the only one.
You know, she has made a motherfucking fortune by being a sports fan and developing a clothesline for women. Uh-huh. Because she was like, there are no... like, there are so many women that love sports, but I have to wear a fucking bulky jersey, and, you know, I have to buy, I have to go, you know, there's no women's clothing.
Apparently she wore Brad Penny's jersey in bed, and that was his demand.
Yeah, that's what I like. But so...
really? That's so funny.
His own jersey.
So she was there promoting her own clothing
line. It's like
line.
He's fucking himself.
But when
that's so weird.
When I ran into her, I was kind of like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, what are you sorry for? I'm like... everything I've ever done to myself because of you. You know what I mean? I felt bad. The other one was Jerry Rice.
You jerked off to him?
And no.
Jerry Rice.
No. I fucking hated that prick.
Birthday buddy.
But because we were in the Falcons were in the NFC West, which made no sense.
Yeah.
Made no sense. Until Carolina and Jacksonville came in and they realigned it. So... Jerry Rice had pretty much killed the Falcons forever, you know, forever. And then I met him in a hallway, and he was probably 40, long retired. And I just randomly met him in a hallway. And I looked at him, and I'm like, you did all of that? He was shorter than me and pretty much built like me. You would think he would look like a LeBron or some just gigantic super athlete.
Yeah.
He looked like a regular dude.
Yeah, he's what, 6'2"?
He was my height and pretty much built like me.
Crazy speed, huh?
And I'm like,
no, he wasn't even that fast.
No, not even that fast. Yeah. I'm like, no one will break his records in receiving. Literally nobody. It's impossible mathematically, especially now with CTEs and everybody cutting their career short. No one will touch his records. But I just was standing in front of that man and looked at him, and I'm like, anybody can do anything.
He ran a 4.6. Like, it literally,
4.6.
Yeah,
a linebacker runs a 4.5.
Yeah, out of college, he ran a 4.6.
I looked at him, and I'm like, if you did all of this, anybody can achieve anything if they believe in themselves. That's how I really took it. And then I said that to him, and he goes, get out of my face, white boy. And he slapped me, and I'm like, I will never trust Jerry Rice ever again. But I really, when I met him, I was like, whoa, I can't. But we're back to Alyssa Milano. Look at that picture right there. No. Go up, the one on the, not the bottom left. No, go back to where you were.
There are fights this weekend, too. There's Bellator.
Oh, my God.
Chelsea.
Look at that.
I don't know how old she is.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like this one. Like, look at her. She's like,
dude.
Oh, I'm just lifting weights.
She was my gold standard.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly.
I love
her. Honestly, man. Alyssa Milano, still to this day. And then the first time I did...
and Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, for sure. But that was never Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I don't know.
When I did Rogan's podcast a long time ago, and that was when he still did it at his own home, which he doesn't live at that home anymore, but he did it at his own home. His neighbor was Alyssa Milano.
Holy shit.
And she used to check her mail on a horse.
What the fuck?
She had like a fucking stable and all this, and she would ride her horse to get her mail. And Rogan was telling me that. I'm like, wait. Your neighbor is Alyssa Milano? Yeah. Like, said it like it's nothing. I'm like, I've been jerking off to her since I started jerking off. You know what I mean? She was jerk off one. She was patient zero. was literally patient zero. And that's your neighbor?
My patient zero was...
So I hid in her mailbox for like 4 days. Never checked the mail.
How long is that damn driveway?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a ranch.
Ah.
Like, she had like stables and all this shit. Oh, it was like a long enough to ride a horse to get your goddamn mail.
What part of town was that?
Calabasas.
Yeah, Hidden Hills.
Way up.
Need a lot of space.
Up in the shit that burns down when shit gets caught on fire in L.A., that's rich people shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Koreatown doesn't catch on fire.
Same thing with mudslides.
You know what I mean? Little Armenia doesn't catch on fire. Malibu catches on fire. Calabasas catches on fire. You know what I mean? East Hollywood is just safe as fuck.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's safe from fire anyway.
Yeah, just from fire.
It's not safe.
Everything else is dicey as S.
I just remembered, because of all this Alyssa Milano talk, I couldn't remember Carl Pavano's last name. Carl Pavano, she dated him as well.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She's just an athlete seeker, huh?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I think she's settled down.
Who?
Carl Pavano.
Who the fuck is that?
He was on the Expos.
Maybe the Phillies a little bit too? Or
45, number 45, and then he went to the Yankees. He's a good looking dude. He's got like a...
Hey, dude, I don't need your gay shit right now. You want to fuck this guy? Fuck this guy. Hey, gay pride, it's Pride Month.
Twins.
I was raised by lesbians. I get it. Aaron wants to fuck this guy.
Was it Twins, not Expos?
Did your ex-wife...
No, he played for the Expos too, but
Your ex-wife,
I thought he played for the Phillies as well.
Does your ex-wife know you love this guy?
I don't love this guy. I'm just saying.
But does your ex-wife know?
When she was dating him, I was like, all right. When she's dating Brad Penny, I'm like, huh?
Who?
Yeah.
Who dated him?
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This guy must be gorgeous. This guy must be gorgeous. Ugh. I mean, she is... Yeah. I would saw my arms off to hug her.
Yeah, that dude just... Bing is the biggest piece of shit search engine.
But let us not forget about the greatest of all baseball wives, Kate Upton, everybody.
No.
Yeah.
Ari's not here. Ari's not.
No, she's not.
Are you who's hotter?
Alyssa Milano's hotter.
She's not married to a baseball player.
She was dating one. Fine.
It doesn't matter who she's sucking off.
I guarantee you there's about 50 hotter women dating.
Than Kate Upton?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Name them.
Wow.
Aaron?
Look at this.
You're with me.
I'm with Teeb.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hold on. Just give me.
We've never agreed.
It'll take me 30 seconds to prove it.
No, I find that hard to believe. Go hottest baseball wives that aren't Kate Upton, and
one.
The internet's going to
whoever
break.
That is.
I agree.
Whoever that is.
I'm agreeing.
Definitely hot
I still agree. And
bam.
I agree.
Bam. Bam.
And agree.
Bam.
Agree. Not disagree. Disagree.
No.
Disagree.
These are all hotter.
Disagree. Agree.
But the first three were all hotter than her, so
But you're not... I'm not looking at Kate Upton, but...
Well, there you go. You want to look at her now? Look at this.
I do.
She's got a big fat belly.
I'm so into it. Oh, yes.
She's paler than...
She's pregnant, you fucking prick!
Ugh.
It's not a fat belly. There's a baby in there.
Same diff.
All about it.
Ugh, you pig.
What?
I don't even know who Kate Upton is.
The fat bitch!
She was a Sports Illustrated... cover model, swimsuit model.
You know she's a smoke show.
I really have you seen that porn of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
The photo, I mean, yeah.
Seen it. I was in it.
The photos.
Boom.
Have you seen my porn? It's pretty much just me crying and jerking off to Kate Upton, but...
Okay. She's not. She's just not all that, dude.
But, dude, you're looking at TMZ photos of her fucking farting.
You show me a photo of Carmen Electra where she looks like
Carmen Electra is a garbage pail.
Now she is.
Carmen Electra?
You lost me on that one. That was my jam.
I lost.
Carmen Electra was your jam
in the '90s,
dude.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra was the hottest woman on the planet.
Fuck
10 years.
Both of you. Carmen Electra is a fucking trollop.
She was number two back in the day for sure.
Number
Behind
two to what?
Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Both of them, I'm out on.
Are you kidding me?
I was out on Pam Anderson, and I was out on Carmen Electra.
Dude, yeah. You were out on her?
Yep. She looks like somebody that would like, I'm going to go see fucking...
The fun person is what she looks like. She looks like the person you have some fun with.
No. Carmen Electra can SMD.
Dude, look at her now.
Fuck her.
She's still hot.
What a pig.
Yeah.
Boink.
Backup singer for Prince.
I'd take her over.
It means nothing to me.
I mean, you're lying. It does mean something to you.
It does.
You're lying.
And that's been Punch Drunk, everybody.
I had,
look at her.
I had that Baywatch shot. I had
nope.
that.
I'm out.
I had that as a
Mac, I'm out.
I can't tell you how much
I don't care.
Car.
I don't care.
Like literally every Maxim magazine I bought ever was because of Carmen Electra was on the cover. They put her on all the time. And she was
dude. I remember this. You know who was the hottest on Maxim magazine was who was that girl? And she was like dumb. She's like a singer, but she was like dumb. She
You're describing about Chicken. Half a dozen singers. Right now.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, dude, look her up on Maxim magazine when she was young,
bro.
Oh,
you not
wow.
taking her over Kate Upton?
I would take Kate Upton over that 1,000 times
you
in 1,000 times.
Hi.
Taking the
fuck her.
Wow.
Maybe you just like
look up Jessica Simpson when she was on Maxim.
Oh, Maxim.
I like a nice.
You like a hefty blonde.
I like thickies. Not even thickies. Just I don't like skinny twats that look like they fucking go to see fucking.
No,
that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one. Not the one I'm looking at. That's not.
Is it this one?
First time she was on it. No, that's she's probably been on it 50 times. The first time she was on it. When she was like 13.
I don't. Are you sure it wasn't something else like FHM maybe?
Maybe.
So this?
I don't know. Whatever one had her twat clamming out.
Oh, I'll
remember she clammed out her clam.
Jessica Simpson Maxim twat clamming.
Yeah, just go Jessica Simpson clammed out her twat. Something will pop out. Something will happen.
An Amber alert.
I swear to God, I'm going to blow my brains out. Yeah. This is the last time you'll ever see
her. Yeah, Jessica Simpson, she's looking really, really great right now.
She's pregnant.
Fuck you.
Again. She's pregnant in that shot.
Yeah, this guy hates pregnant women.
Third time.
What? This episode is called Johnny Hates Pregnant Women.
I'm totally fine with that.
And Fight Nanny's going to hate you for that because she's going to have a baby with maybe Jeff again, maybe not. Aaron, you're going through a divorce.
Not available.
You want to, but you're going to a gnarly divorce. You could use some intimacy and perhaps a child to take care of. Maybe you and Nanny have a baby. Are you in or are you out? He's in.
I'm out.
In. What? Out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Fuck. Thought you'd be in. Gabe, when'd you get here?
Yesterday.
I've been here for the last...
Been here since last night?
I bet on I would make it through a whole episode, and I parlayed that into a maybe.
Where's the place in North Hollywood?
My chicken place?
Yeah.
Lancashire and Oxnard.
Lancashire and Oxnard. And is it in a parking lot, or is it an actual structure?
It's a parking lot. It's not the same place last time, though. It's a different spot.
Yeah, because you got kicked out because the cops came during my set. I was literally doing stand-up, and the cops showed up.
We didn't get kicked out. We just stopped doing the show.
During my set!
Yeah, but we the show ended. But that didn't have...
The show ended during my set.
The restaurant got
blown. I owe you a piece of chicken. What's the right way to eat this?
It seems like people are putting them in sandwich. What's the correct way to eat? What would you say is the correct way to...
There's different ways. You got.
What's the best way, though?
With your mouth.
I like them all. I like tenders by themselves. I like the sandwich. I like the sliders.
I ate one tender solo.
Yeah. You had mild?
Mild.
And then
I ate the second one on a sandwich. I made a sandwich out of the second one.
Yeah.
And that was, to me, more enjoyable because it wasn't the bread and all the things offset it. What's the sauce?
It's my secret sauce. It's called the Mississippi Mean Sauce.
What's in your secret sauce? Cum?
No.
Cum.
It's a secret.
Cum?
No.
Is it hot?
Is there cum in it?
Not really, no.
Should there be?
Come on, man. The FDA is not listening.
What if I help your secret sauce?
Like really pale people like me, is it hot?
It won't be hot, but there's spice in there.
It's hot.
It's hot. Yeah, okay.
No, the chicken is not the sauce.
But
chicken's hot.
Yours. What if I help you with my secret sauce? Which is pretty, I'm not going to lie, it's mostly cum.
No.
By mostly, I mean 100% cum.
Absolutely niet.
Yeah, so...
So it's
cheaper. Is that a maybe?
No, I'm fucking hungry. No.
It's cheaper if I want it not hot. Is that how that works?
No.
Oh.
There's no window where it's not hot. Like, okay. I had the second level.
There's no
heat. And it was hot. What about the.
Yours was. You got the mild. That's the first one.
No. I got the second one.
No, you got the first one.
What's the first one?
Mild.
What's the second one?
Medium.
I had medium.
Oh, all
right. I had medium. Mild is hot. Mm-hmm. Mild's hot, right?
No. Mild's, you know, spicy.
I had medium, and it was like I was. Fucking not struggling because I can do hot. I can do spicy. Medium was, I was kind of like, whoa.
That's
I couldn't imagine because there are three levels above me. I couldn't even imagine.
The medium has like that spiciness, but you enjoy it too. So I like it. It's not too hot.
I enjoyed it. It was delicious. I'm not going to lie. It was delicious. Your chicken was delicious. It was hot and spicy. I can't imagine.
I for sure would have to go
three levels above. Has anybody ever died eating your chicken?
No.
Does anybody want my special secret sauce? Again, I offer it to your restaurant for free. It again, I can't stress this enough. It's pretty much just cum.
No.
But
we got ranch. We're good.
But I mean, this doesn't taste anything like ranch.
But it's more
Cam Jordan, $52.5 million deal.
Jesus Christ.
That
motherfucker better have 12 sacks a year for the next 5 years.
Money, baby.
That's 12. I mean, shit. That's a lot of loot. Fuck the Saints, too.
He's now with the extension. He'll have 5 years and a max value.
I mean, football's not that far away. I'm very excited. Oh, by the way, well, I can't announce this yet. I have a big announcement coming. I sound like Tripoli.
Oh,
Joey
bastard.
Diaz and I will say this. Joey Diaz and I are working on a new thing, and it's going to be NFL-related.
Okay.
It's going to be once a week, and I will say that now, and that's all I can say. A week, Joey Diaz and I are doing an NFL thing, and it starts in August.
He follows football?
I didn't even know that.
He was approached about that and invited me to be on it with them, and it's going to be Diaz and Teeb. Listen, Gogzaga. You want to talk about sacks, you dumb fuck? So I was doing Joey Diaz's podcast one time, and before the podcast, and, you know, he smokes a lot of pot, apparently, he had a gummy bear, a pot gummy bear, about this bit. It was like that. It was very tiny, the size of a gummy bear. Normally, you just, like, it's an edible. And you would just eat the whole thing. And he handed it to me and he goes, just take a bite of the ear. I go, it's a gummy bear. Just take a bite of the ear? How strong is this edible? Where an adult man tells another adult man that both are stoners, only bite the ear.
Dude, there are compilations on YouTube, whole videos of people freaking out on his podcast that got
Tiana. I know Tiana had a meltdown.
A couple of people have Tiana had to walk out, like just disappeared.
No, she just had to lay on the couch and have a fan on her because she was just like, couldn't.
I've never gotten like really wrecked on edibles.
Got really wrecked?
I got wrecked once on edibles.
Oh, well, wrecked. I thought you said erect.
He did sound when, like he said erect.
I've gotten erect.
My back is so fucked. At the Comedy Store in La Jolla. This is like when
it's a 30-minute video, the Stars of Death compilation.
Stars of Death, yeah, those are his things.
Go ahead.
When everybody was fighting for legality and for decriminalization of marijuana, there were all these shows, and everyone that was out here can remember that movement, where everybody would do all these shows and benefit shows, and it would be all stoners and all this. So I was doing this show in La Jolla, and I smoked couple of joints before, and I was going on first. There's only four of us doing stand-up, and so I got kind of high before the show, and I was going up first. So I had to do like 15 minutes first, and so I was kind of high, and then I went into the green room, and our good friend Ryan Hill from Don Carlos Tacos in La Jolla. If you ever want to get the best Mexican food in La Jolla, go to Don Carlos Taco
they are
Shop.
Really
but
good.
So good.
They are. It's so good, right? All of us have been there. It's wonderful. And he's always been so supportive of all of us. And so he kind of like put all this Mexican food in the green room at this benefit show maybe 8-9 years ago. I'm so high, I'm going on first, and I walk in, I'm like, to the green room, and there's nobody in there, and it's a small green room, if you know La Jolla. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah. Tacos, everything is in there. Burritos, everything. I'm like, I'm going to fuck this bitch up. Have a couple fucking burritos, tacos, I'm just eating shit by myself, and there's like this whole fucking tray of all these like big ass cookies. So I eat like this whole cookie, and I'm halfway through this other cookie, and this kind of guy that walks in looks like a real scruffy kind of guy, like a look like somebody on like a
piece of shit homeless person or something.
Nah, but he looked like a bad guy on like a what was that biker gang show?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, he looked like a bad guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. Yeah.
Walks in, he's like, "Hey, dog, hey, you found all my edibles. I wouldn't eat. I only eat half of one of those cookies, though, dude. Or you're gonna be fucked up." I already ate a whole one.
That's so irresponsible.
I already ate a whole one, and I was second. I was like halfway through a second one, and I was like, "What? Only eat a what?" And he's like, "Dog, I wouldn't eat. Eat a half. I already ate a whole one, and I was halfway through the second
one.
That's
the worst.
And I got to be on stage in like 15 minutes. I was like, no, at least
those things are pretty slow to come
up. Fuck. I was like, fuck. And then when the show started, I pretty much looked like Bobby Lee. I looked more Asian than Bobby Lee. Mm-hmm. I just had slits for eyes. I kept repeating jokes. And all I could do was just say, all I could do was tell that story, just like how I just pretty much basically just told it. Yeah. And then like they were like, oh, I get it. Yeah, You're fucking fucked up.
How long were you high? Fucking hours, right?
Oh, dude. 4, 5, 6 hours. Like the whole... I didn't smoke or do anything for the rest of the night, and I was high for much longer than I wanted to be.
Did you freak out at all?
I was already high. I thought it was just a cookie. Mm. I ate like a Don Carlos burrito, which by the way is delicious, and maybe a taco or a couple taquitos or whatever the fuck he had in there. And I'm like, oh, dessert. Mm-hmm. I just woofed down this cookie. And because I was so high and I already ate all this delicious Mexican food, I didn't even taste any pot in it. And then I started a second one, and this dude walks in like, hey, dog, if I was you, I wouldn't. I'm like, if you were me, you would have walked in here an hour ago and saved my life. Because now I'm fucked.
That's irresponsible, though, leaving fucking edibles sitting around.
But there was nobody in there. So, like,
that's my point, yeah.
I kind of walked in there before. You know when you walk into a party, you walk into a wedding, but you're early.
You got to mark
and there's all this food around. You're like, maybe I'll just sneak a couple. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, dude,
I was early to the party and paid for it.
I'm always trying to get free food wherever I can.
Oh, of course. I mean, 100% of course. Guys, I feel like this has been a good pod. Gabe, where are you going to be? What can you plug other than, if you want to have your tonsils burned off, come to my chicken place.
I'll have some dates coming up in New York City within the next couple of weeks, and I'll be featuring for Greg Fitzsimmons at the Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo June 27th to the 29th, 5 shows.
Wonderful, man. Good for you. That's great. That's great. That's
cool.
Great.
Cool.
I believe it's pronounced Grapefruit Simmons.
That's a funny story.
Grapefruit Simmons. Johnny, what can you say about us?
Nothing.
Thank you. Aaron, I'm sorry about your divorce. What can you give us an update on anything?
I mean, it's just a rough time.
Yeah. Times is tough, right?
Yeah.
Cardinals can SMD.
Cool.
And
that means suck your dick, right?
Yeah, that's what that means. And then, like, your wife is just,
hey, Aaron, the Cardinals can suck his dick.
Your wife ghosted you, right?
You cool with that?
Did she ghost you?
No.
She showed up for your father's funeral.
Adam Wainwright.
And I do respect the fact
Paul
that she
Goldschmidt
showed up for your father's funeral. But
sucked Tebow's dick.
Then she ghosted you, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Suck that dick.
Well, I respect Aaron. And I respect everything he's been through.
This has been baseball talk.
That's how you play the baseball game. What is it called? Baseball card, was it?
Baseball card.
You guys
that's how you play the baseball card game.
What do you think, Aaron? Cardinals gonna make playoffs?
Oh, I don't know.
If you had to bet
I don't think.
We have the potential. But will they ever get it together? I don't know.
NLCS, Dodgers Cubs, true or false?
I don't know.
Could be.
I don't trust the Cubs.
Yeah. I feel like Dodgers and Cubs are built for October baseball.
Dodgers could be anybody is my guess. But yeah, most likely to Cubs.
I mean, Dodgers for sure.
I could see the Brewers really easily.
If the Cubs get into the playoffs, they're scary. But
whoever doesn't play the Dodgers in the first round is who's going to make it to the, I mean, that's real. Yep. The Dodgers are going to plow their ass.
Yep.
The Dodgers are too good.
And then Yankees who?
In the World Series or in the
ALCS? No, ALCS, NLCS. And it's too early for us to even discuss, but I think Houston. It's Dodgers, it's just, Cubs, yeah, Yankees.
Houston,
yeah, probably.
What Houston has done with the guys they lost, by the way, is so damn impressive. They're really fucking good.
Yeah, Altuve.
I feel like Houston, Yankees. I feel like Houston, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, NLCS, ALCS.
Braves got better this week, though. Added Keuchel. They're going to get Gausman out of the rotation, piece of shit that he is.
You can literally...
This kid Soroka, dude, pitching for the... Oh, he's so good, bro. He's got like a 1 ERA. It's like if Maddox had heat. It's crazy. He's not that good. But
Maddox had heat. Yeah. You can bet on that at betdsi.com. Use the code PUNCH25.
Canadian.
And you can also go and watch the NLCS, ALCS. Go to SeatGeek and use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that'll save you $10 on a ticket, bitch. Thank you guys for listening. Gabe, thank you for being here. Johnny, SMD. Aaron, I'm sorry about your wife.
Sam, Ari, Nanny, RIP.